So you want me to be with something weird, or you want me to explain something, very nice? I was a kid in the human resource industry, and this is, an awesome hypothetical scenario.
You are listening to The Recruiter's Podium, a show that brings you the world of recruitment on a podcast with me, Kshama Bhatt. Today, I'm thrilled to introduce a fantastic guest on our show. She's an expert in the field of human resource management. She specializes in enhancing companies' image that is called as employer branding, and she's also dedicated to nurturing the talent within a company. Let me give a big welcome to Isha Anand on our show.
Hello, Shama. Thank you so much for having me here. It was really a nice elaboration which you have given. So yeah, I hold almost 7, 8 years of experience in human resource and recruitment, and presently I'm steering HR ship at iFood, which is a tech-driven digital marketing company. So yeah.
That's nice. Good to hear. Happy to have you on our podcast.
Same here.
So, Isha, picturize this. Suppose you are narrating a story about your career as a recruiter in a book. What would the chapter title From Resumes to Realities contain?
Okay, so you want the headline of the book?
Yeah, headline of the book, or any experience that you have come across from resumes to realities.
Okay, so if you ask me, I'll say the vibrant landscape. You know why? Because when you talk about recruitment, right, and specifically, this is a kind of role where you are going to be different kind of person, right? Like the call, whichever you're going to have, you don't know what kind of person is sitting on the other side or what is the mindset of the person. So it's all surprise, it's all surprise. And when you talk about a journey of a recruiter, right? Like from resume to reality. Like when I started my career, right, 7, 8 years back, I see that time and I compare today when we are sitting in 2023, a lot of differences there, right? Earlier, what used to happen, we had that bundle of physical resumes. Those face-to-face interviews were there, and now we are fully into the digital world, right? So this has been a fascinating transformation, I say, right? But the common thing, which is common in the life of a recruiter, when you say it's 10 years back or 15 years back and today, is the touch of human. Right, so that's still common, and that is something which cannot be replaced. Yeah, there are tools available in the industry. AI tools are there. The portals, whichever we are using, they are full of data analytics and uses of artificial intelligence is there. Right, ATS are there. But again, when you are having the conversation with the candidate, or when you are having the conversation with the other person. There were, that level of understanding, that level of clarity, that communication, that it's still common, that cannot be replaced. So,
Yes,
yeah.
I do agree. So could you share some plot twists and turns or character developments along this journey, like you've faced maybe in the resume, right? For example, resume. In the resume, there'll be so many things, but in reality, they turn out to be a very perfect candidate.
So you want me to be with something weird, or you want me to explain something, very nice? What do you want? Tell me.
Yeah, overall both. I think that would be fun to listen.
Okay. So this was in the beginning of my career only, right? I had almost a year or 2 years of experience, and I started doing recruitment at that time, right? So I was very new, and there was a position of senior C++ developer role, right? So down the line, 6, 7 years, C++ was something, like finding a good candidate for that very role is equivalent to finding something a very good, data scientist in today's date, right? So I was just I started the hiring process, and I just had an interaction with a person, and that was from the Renon portal, like that was from the Naukri itself. The guy was sitting in Mumbai. We were like, the setup was in Noida, and like it was mere 3 days, you know, when the guy came here, he flew here in Noida, he gave the interview, the machine test and everything. And the best part was the discipline of the person, you know, like he had 10 plus years of experience at that time, right? And he was that level of discipline that just set here, you know, ki, okay, this is the level of professionalism which is required, you know. So that was something kind of ideal role, I say. Ki, like if someone is hiring, I'll again think, ki, okay, if I want to hire that level of mature person, means it is again depending on the role requirement, organization fitment. But when you talk about an individual, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a memory there. He was a fantastic person, you know, like be it his communication, be it his tech skills. I'm still in connect with the person. But, you know, that level of discipline was something which fascinated me at that time. Like I was a kid in the human resource industry. Yeah. So that was like, oh, wow. So, yeah, that was something nice experience. And something weirdest which has happened with me, and that was the very first time that happened, you know, a month or two back itself. Like I met a person to whom we, you know, we hired, we did all the formalities. It was a smooth process, but somehow we realized the documents were not the correct ones. So yeah, this is what you call the weirdness, right? From the best to the, both the extents have been covered here. So yeah, these are the two, one weirdest from the latest and one, you know, the best from the last, I say, or the beginning of my career. So yeah, this is about, and when you talk to person now, so it depends most of the time, you know, like both the person's aspect while having the conversation matters a lot. While the person is having, like when the recruiter is having the conversation, you know, so that is all about the storytelling. Means it should not be a direct cutthroat communication. Nobody is interested in knowing, you know, ki, okay, I am this, I want this. So this is something nobody will look forward to. They want to relate themselves with the setup where they are going to be.
Yes.
So that is the key here, that storytelling, you know, ki jab bhi aap baat kar rahe ho kisi se, talk in a way, you're talking to yourself, you know, try to understand, try to consider that person's situation too. So that is something I have been following and enjoy having conversation with the persons. So,
yeah. I think this is a great tip the recruiters can relate.
Correct. Because I have been seeing this. I see in my team too. And I ask my team members too. It's not about giving a pitch directly, you know. A normal pitch and a storytelling can create a lot of difference. Means from the time when the person is going to have the first level of conversation, you are giving the impression of the organization. You are giving the impression of the culture from where you have been to. Right. So communication always play the vital role.
That's true. I too agree with this. Even companies now, they see only communication, like they'll be like, communication has to be good in a candidate, only then, you know.
And specifically when you talk about the post-COVID era, right? We have seen the importance of communication, right? So like the way we have been working earlier, person sitting to next, and when we are working from far away. So that communication is the key now, you know.
Yeah.
If you are able to establish that, you are able to get the things done. If not, then the problems are at your head all the time.
If a person is heading the team, then though it's very difficult if there's a gap, communication gap.
True.
Yeah. So I have an interesting thing to ask you. If you had to build a recruitment team of historical figures, whom would you choose as your dream recruiting squad and why?
Okay, so shall I take some time in thinking of it?
Yeah, yeah.
Or should I just come up with some names?
You can take some time.
Okay. So by the way, this is, you know, an awesome hypothetical scenario where I can make my team with the historical figures. So if I consider like few of the persons, right? Mm-hmm. So there is Thomas Edison, the person who invented bulb, right? Thomas Edison can be one person. I'll give you the reason why.
Yeah.
Then Maya Angelou can be there, right? Eleanor Roosevelt can be there. So I think these three persons can make a perfect team. Why? Because Thomas Edison was a kind of person who was a brilliant innovator, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
He helped in navigating the ever-changing technology landscape, right? Like he was knowing what is required and he worked towards that, right? Then the second person was Maya Angelou, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because of her empathy and her ability to inspire others. You know, when you are in recruitment, you must have that ability to inspire the person to whom you're talking, right? Mm-hmm. Because you give the right image of the setup and everything. So yeah, she was someone like who was best at her convincing skill, and she has that ability to inspire others, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about Eleanor Roosevelt, right? She was a powerful communicator. She was again empathetic, and she know the she know her ability to connect with people from all walks of her life. So yeah, this is there. Like this team can be a dynamic team, which can bring the unique quality in the world of this recruitment. So I think this can be a fantastic hypothetical team I can have.
Yeah. So have you come across any of these who is a candidate who is matching all of these? Maybe
no, not at all. This is not possible. This is a fantasy. this is something like dream come true.
True, yeah.
I cannot have all these, speciality in myself. How can I expect from someone else?
Good fantasy, yeah. By the way.
So, yeah.
Okay. So moving on, like recruitment is often compared to matchmaking, right? So can you share a memorable love story where you match the perfect candidate with the ideal job with all the twists and turns, like all the masalas?
Okay. So when you talk about matchmaking, right? So my immediate bosses, they always say, this is all about, marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because it is all about the compatibility.
Compatible
hona padega, like with the organization, and the organization will have to compatible with the person.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is going to be a relationship, So yeah, that compatibility. And when you talk about the masala, magic, and matchmaking thing. So yeah, I had a recent hire, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, okay, so would not take the name of the person directly. But it was something I had the gut feeling ki, this can be one of the best suit I can have in our team, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this was more of gut feeling, I say. The job description was not at that level of matching, yeah. But the level one hiring manager asked me, and he gave me the reason too. Ki bhai Isha ye to budget ke bahar hai, and the second reason was ki he's on the other side of the business, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was somehow the gut feeling, the masala I had while having the conversation with the person, right? I insisted, I said ki nahi ek bar karke dekhte hain, right? And kya pata sahi ho, ek bar aap interview to lekar dekh lo. And it's all yes, the person is in our team now. And yes, it's going well.
Oh, that's nice.
So yeah, this was one of the perfect match, I say. And I have finger crossed. I believe it goes for a longer time. Yeah.
Definitely it will. I think you'll find more candidates like this as well in the future.
In recruitment, you can't say everything will be fine. It's you're supposed to be on your toes all the time. Yeah.
And main thing, you have to be prepared for all the situation that comes in.
There has been a situation, when I cried, I literally cried in front of my reporting manager. I said, the guy is not joining, right? And somehow I got the understanding from my reporting manager. He mentioned ki ye connect se kaam nahi chalega,
Yeah.
And uske baad, so till the time the person joins, he spends some time, I try calming myself. Ki, okay, this was a part of role. The person has joined, that's fine. But no need of that level of excitement.
Yeah.
So yeah, that has been the journey. That has been the patience level now.
And one thing about recruitment is every process is a learning stage.
Correct. Like each and every step is a learning process,
yeah.
Right? And if you want to be apt with the industry, if you want to, be hand in hand with the people working in the industry, that learning should not be stopped.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that should be there. Yeah.
Even when it comes to skills also, like I see a lot mm-hmm. of new skills coming up. Like back then, it was only Java, C++, front end, back end. Now there are so many combinations as well.
Yes, I mean it's all about hybrid.
Yeah.
When you hire a social media person, you expect a person who is having the social media skills, adding on to he or she can write the copies too, right? So this is hybrid now, and being a recruiter, we are supposed to be, learning all these things. We must have that understanding from the job description too, like that clarity key. What is the actual requirement?
Okay, so in the era of recruitment revolution, what do you see as villain? That is the challenges that recruiters and HR professionals must overcome.
Okay, the villains are. Okay, so the overwhelming data, I say, right?
Okay,
plenty number of resume, that's one thing. Second is the requirement of that quick decision making, yeah. Then the assuring basically the match of diversity and inclusion. I think these are the villains at that time. I'll give you the reason why. When you talk about overwhelming amount of data, right, with the help of this ATS and this all these system thing, right, you're having plenty number of resume, right? But to go through that, you're having the tools, but again you may miss some good candidate over there, right? Or there may be possibility by luck you may get someone good, but you may miss equally. Right.
Yeah.
When this was the physical round of conversation, you get to meet the person, right? It was all about the meeting, understanding that person, getting to know, okay, what you're doing, understanding the setup where he has worked or where he gonna work now. But now in current situation, when virtual video interviewing platforms are there, like the case I discussed with you, right? When I got all the documents, which were not real. So these are the outcome of these plenty number of data only, right? Second, if I talk about the quick decision making, everybody is on looking forward to what next, right?
Yeah.
Patience is required at that time. The third comes with the challenge of assuring the diversity and inclusion. So that's an important thing. You don't know the person inside out till the time he joins, till the time he works with you for some time, right? So that level of understanding is required, and if that is lacking, that's a villain. So yeah, fortunately the tools which we have now, with these artificial intelligence driven application systems are there, psychometric assessments are there, there are other hiring tools, there are tools available from where you can manage the profiles, you can manage the the internal hiring process, the external hiring. So these all are something which is like the support system, just to overcome all these things and can give a recruiter some chance to dive deep into it.
Agreed.
Yeah.
So if I could ask you, what is that one thing you miss about recruiting in the past and recruiting now?
Having that in-person, that acceptance of in-person meeting. Yeah.
Okay.
That's lacking in today's scenario. If I schedule, in-person meeting as the first round of conversation, it is 60% of the time when the candidates are not turning up. Right, means either they are having their reasons, but somehow the introduction of this virtual interview. And that's again as a pro and as a con. But yeah, that in-person meeting give you a real vibe, give you a real check of the person. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. And if you meet in person, you can easily analyze, right? That is one advantage.
Right. Like the person spends some time, right? Yeah. The way he enters, the way he is talking to your ground level staff, the way he is talking to the other team members, everything matters, you know? And you get to understand, okay, what kind of personality he is. And, you know, these attitude, personality, etiquettes, this cannot be learned. Mm-hmm. You can ask the person to upskill his tech skills, but you can't ask the person to upskill his human skills.
Yeah,
you know, that's
exactly.
Little weird, that difficult. That little difficult.
Yeah, so, yeah, yeah, yeah. That is true.
Yes.
So drawing from your extensive experience, how do MNCs typically differentiate themselves while presenting job offers to candidates? What are your takes in this?
The first and the foremost thing is this strong employer branding, you know, that's the key there, right? Because you have heard those names since the time you are in this industry, right? You have heard those big names, MNC, yeah. If I talk about, right? So that affection is always there. Like when you say someone, okay, I'm working at this place, right? And the wow factor you get in return. So that's where the strong employer branding is, right?
Yeah.
So that's everyone look forward to, I believe. So that's one important thing which MNCs have in their side, right? Mm-hmm. Second is the global exposure, which the MNCs can provide surely, right? Adding on to like the competitive base salaries, that's there. That's a different kind of competition going on at that level, right?
Mm-hmm.
So these are a few things which fascinates the candidates more, I say. I believe now, in current scenario, when the candidates are there or the students are there, they understand the importance of gig setup. They understand the importance of the startup culture. They are more with the entrepreneurial mindset. So they appreciate working with startups, you know, but the candidates who are with the mindset of, you know, stability, they always look forward to MNCs because that factor of, that comfort, that stability, they can have from these MNCs. So, yeah, these are the few things which, you know, particularly entice the candidates.
Mm-hmm. And what makes these offers appealing?
Surely there are other benefits available, right? Like the startups have also started doing this health insurance, but there can be difference with the high number of candidates. They are insuring your family too. And this is a small thing, but this create an impact to the person, right?
Yeah.
And so if I'm getting individual health insurance, and if I'm getting an insurance where my family is also covered, there can be other benefits. Say the wellness plan is there, or there are things which is happening in the MNCs, right? But yeah, fortunately, like I'm also working with a startup setup, right? But when I talk about the mindset, so it has changed a lot. Means it is all about the talent experience which you are giving. So I think the most difference is the employer branding, I say, right, and the global exposure. Rather, these startups are also working towards the talent experience nowadays.
And I feel startups are making a good impact as well. Like now they are rising.
Correct. If I talk about IFERT, where I'm working right now. So I see the mindset of the senior leadership, right? It's all about like putting the best possible for the team members, you know, and that is something can change the overall thought of the candidates down the line. So yeah, it is there.
So I am pretty much done with whatever I had to ask you. Is there anything that you would like to add in here, or you want the listeners to understand or give a tip?
Okay. So I'll diversify in two ways,
yeah.
right? One for the recruiter, one for the team members, like the candidates. Sorry.
Yeah.
For the candidates first, for the talent first, right? Money is not everything, right?
Yeah.
And for the recruiters, like for my colleagues and everyone in this domain, is that interview is not a test, right? Why? Because with money, there are other factors which is coming in, right? Like money is important, I agree that. But you're supposed to give focus on the other factors too. Your learning, the environment, the mental peace, the wellness, the family time, lots are there, right? So the candidates are supposed to give a little focus on there too. Like this should be at least the mindset key. Okay, let's give a try, right? For the interviewer, it should be more of conversation, right? It should not be a test. Like if I'm sitting on this side of table, it doesn't mean I am the best, right? Yeah. I'm just trying to know who you are, right? So there where it's not about testing the person sitting in next to you. It is all about knowing the person sitting in next to you.
Trying to get the best out of the person.
Yes. This is all about the fitment, you know, the value addition, the fitment. And when you test someone, you can't put your remarks with these. So yeah, I think that's an important thing to take care of. So I have been seeing a few of the colleagues of mine. Like they consider interview as a test, but that's not something good. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great thing that you told. Great tip, basically.
Yes. I'm good from my end.
Okay. So that wraps up today's episode of Recruiters Podium. We have explored fascinating career narratives, dream recruitment teams, and even a love story of matching candidates with their ideal job. Before I sign off, I would like to thank Isha for sharing her valuable insights and stories with us today. It's been a pleasure having you.
Same here, Shama. It was really nice being part of this Recruiter's Podium. Yeah, and just would like to meet you again soon.
Same here. Looking forward for more podcasts with different topics.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you so much.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.